actress Katherine Heigl, a passionate animal advocate who has saved over 16,000 dogs, says she's been seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. She believes there's a link between canine health and diet. After extensive research, she developed Superfood Complete, a dog food pack with over 30 wholesome ingredients, including superfoods beneficial for your furry friend. Superfood Complete isn't just about deliciousness, though dogs love the taste. It's about supporting overall well-being. In addition to providing a healthy option for your pet, Badlands Ranch, the maker of Superfood Complete, also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which helps rescue countless dogs and find them loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and loving it. Go to badlandsranch.com/MC901 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/MC901 today. I mentioned on a previous episode that I was going to try and get an update together regarding the Gabby Petito case. Sorry I wasn't able to get around to that sooner than now, but sometimes life can get in the way of a good podcast recording, I can tell you. But back to Gabby. Man, there's just really nothing grand or incredible to really say about this. For those of you who haven't saw the news yet, and it's been out for a little bit now, Gabby's fiance, Brian, the likely suspect in her murder, he was found dead in an environmental park there in Florida, pretty close by where he lived. Several of his own items were found there along with his remains. And they've not really put out too much as far as what remains were there. But from what they're kind of tiptoeing around, it sounds like he may have killed himself while he was out there and some animals got a hold of his body. There was nothing explicitly said about a suicide, but it was kind of hinted around to it. When they got out there and found some bones, and that's apparently all they did find, they had to match up dental records to prove that it was in fact him. And they did say that it was bones, not flesh, that was left there. So it sounds like he may have been out there for a little bit and some animals got a hold of him and did what they do. If any of y'all have been down to Florida, especially around that area, you know there's a lot of critters down that way that'll literally eat you. Of course, they got alligators, but most people who don't live down that way, they're not aware of some of the other larger animals they have down there. They do have panthers that are running wild out there. Pretty large ones. And past that, believe it or not, they do have bears, even as far south down there in Florida. And that's not to mention, even past that, some of the huge lizards they have, and even huge, over-the-top huge snakes they have down there, which is a big problem. It's not uncommon to see on the news down there a 16 or 17 foot snake that someone has caught and brought in. And in general, if someone were to kill themselves and lay out in the middle of a field or something like that, they're not just going to rot away all the way down to bones in the course of a month or less. It doesn't happen. But where does this leave us with the whole case going on? It really doesn't leave us anywhere. Truth be told, there's just simply no justice in this at all. Everyone, including myself, was hoping that this guy would get found and they would figure out what the missing pieces to the puzzle was and bring him to justice and all that good jazz. No, none of that's going to happen. We'll be lucky if we ever find out what actually did happen and why it took place like it did. Now, I'm still unsure if I believe one way or another whether Brian's parents or family was trying to help him out while he was on the run. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I do know that regardless of their opinion on it or their actions, it's kind of hard to even put into words like that. They lost their son. He may have been an evil guy. He may have been misguided or somehow lost his way. It's really hard to say. But they did lose a son. That's hard for anyone. Much worse than that, it's not bringing back Gabby. And it's hard to tell what was going on with them two. Everything was still kind of speculation. There's a lot of theories going back and forth as to how it played out. But Gabby, there's nothing in my mind that could say that she deserved to have this happen to her. Even with the body-worn camera footage that came out with her and Brian when they got pulled over by the police there, even if she was hitting him, I can't see any reason at all why he would have any kind of reason to kill her. We can sit here and speculate and talk about it until our tongues fall off. It ain't going to bring her back. Her parents, especially her mom, from what I've read, of course, they're having a horrible, horrible time at this. Most recently, and this I can't even imagine, sitting there trying to get through this the best that I would imagine she can anyway, just sitting there watching TV at home, trying to put Gabby out of her head, and as she's flipping through Hulu, she gets a recommendation for a show about her own daughter's death. I'm not sure what lengths they were taking to try to shield themselves from this, but it's so widespread, it's anywhere you turn. Even sitting in her own house, watching on-demand style TV, she can't get away from it. It'd be one thing if she's watching the news and it just pops up, but she's getting a recommendation for a show about her own daughter's death. It's a bit too much for me to even think about. I can't even imagine. So, really, as far as an update, that's about it. For me, it just seems like there's no justice out there for it at all. I hate to try to compare this at all to anything, but this is about all I can do. Try and give a little bit of perspective on this. Kind of like when we get a barricaded suspect up where I work. I know it doesn't sound the same, but imagine, if you will, somebody who has maybe shot someone or was beaten on their wife, just doing something horrible. Police get out that way, and they try to get him to come out of the house that he's in, and he won't move. He's going to stick in there, and that's all. He's not coming out. So they'll have negotiators out there for a while. They'll be talking with him, maybe calling out commands or whatever over the bullhorn, and then after a while, there's no response. Finally, they get a SWAT team together and decide they're going to go in and see if they can take this person down one way or another. And they get inside and they find him dead, where he's already killed himself. That's one of those things, like I said, there's no justice to it at all. We can't get in there and get the guy out to take him to jail or have him face judge and jury here. He took his own way out, and it's really, really hard for us to hear that. But wrapping this up, and I know this is not very much of an episode, I'll come out with a full episode hopefully later on this week. I hate that it's not a very good episode as far as good news or some sort of justice happening, but that's just the way it is sometimes with this game, if you want to call this thing a game. But until next time, this is Brandon from Music City 911. I hope you all have a good one.